The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
You know, I want to stand up and salute every time I hear that. Jonathan, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, it's great to be here, Robert. We had a lot to talk about today.
Oh, boy, do we. And I was glad you were able to connect with Jerry Doyle on the break there. He admires you as well, and I know he also got the Sacred Fire of Liberty Award.
He sure did, and he richly deserves it, you know, Robert. He's one of the true icons in radio history, wonderful voice on the radio, and one of the most insightful political commentators that exists out there.
Yeah, and he's self-deprecating. He's just one of the guys, and his mind is so quick, and he likes to make fun of himself, but the guy is smart, and he's so independent, willing to ask the questions when many in talk radio just become shills for an ideology, whether you agree with it or not, but they don't question things. And J.D., I appreciate very much his questioning of things, and really, he pushes the First Amendment for all it's worth in talk radio in a good way, I believe.
Very active, probing mind, and exactly the kind of person that you want to have on the radio.
Yeah, and one of the few, major league talk radio hosts at the time that actually endorsed Ron Paul when he was running for president, and they all told him, no, don't do it, don't do it. You got to wait until you see who's nominated to go. He's like, no, I'm principled here, and that's what he's been consistently. So, and I know that's why we like to hang out together as well. The principles we like to bring out to rekindle that sacred fire of liberty, and we're watching the entrance into the lame duck sessions, if you will, the final two years of the Obama administration. And now we're getting more of an insight behind the elitist view of those in government and how they view the average American with this Gruber guy talking about how they got Obamacare to pass.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Those of us who have been watching the Obama administration closely for the last 6 years were entirely unsurprised by this very arrogant, condescending viewpoint about the American people. We knew that to be the position of the president. We knew that the president thought the American people were really just shills in his program to create a massive change in the nature and context of the American government, to make the government a master and make the American people its servant. You can't very well take people's liberties away right and left without viewing those people as not deserving of those liberties. And so it starts with a fundamental premise that he, the president, and the Obama administration know better than the average American what's in that person's best interest, and that's how they presume to govern. So it wasn't a surprise to us that they are this arrogant, but what was a surprise for many, and certainly was a surprise to me to see how stupid someone could be who would talk about stupidity of the American voter.
Right.
I mean, you ask, it's sort of a boomerang effect here. This guy is lecturing from an MIT professor of economics going around the country lecturing at different universities and making the statement that the American voter is stupid. You have to really wonder whether he ought to have his head examined, because, of course, mm-hmm. that's ultimately going to get into the media. And then it reflects adversely upon the administration and upon him, of course. But to not foresee that, begs the ultimate question, just how stupid a fellow are you? And when it comes to this position, the whole purpose of his statement was that, look, contrary to what the Obama administration says about being ultimately transparent in everything, which has never been the case, it's always been a propaganda message, an Orwellian kind of message, he gets on there and says, hey, look, we had no intention of being transparent. We didn't want this bill to be transparent, this 20,000-page bill. We wanted it to be opaque. We wanted it to be difficult for the average American to understand. And so he says that with the Cadillac plans, you know, the plan in 2018 to tax heavily insurance plans that provide better coverage than the typical insurance plan, he said, hey, we chose to tax the plans because we knew if we actually taxed the people who we want the revenue to come from, the average American, that they would balk at that. So we were more sophisticated than they are. By taxing the plan, they didn't know that we were actually going to cause them to suffer the economic consequences as a result of increased premiums. And, you know, that's the thinking of these people. This is one of the chief architects of Obamacare, this Gruber fellow. And he's running around bragging about how they duped the American consumer, the average taxpayer, into thinking that this was good for them when they knew it wasn't. And that they wanted this thing to be foisted upon the American people one way or another. And so they engineered all these little tricks and over $500 billion of taxes into this thing to make it work.
Right. And there's the thing. They eventually reveal themselves. Somebody can't help but brag about how they feel in truth. And the way that Obamacare was passed was through deception from top to bottom. Now, we're not here saying there wasn't a problem with health care prior to it, but Obamacare wasn't the fix. If we look historically, we say 100 years in the making from Flexner Report on forward. But neither, for the most part, of the establishments of either party really get to the heart of this. When we talk and you talk liberty, when you talk freedom, the health freedom that we love and long for, we're maybe speaking those words that those folks that hear the words may not understand what we're saying, because but they know at the level of the pushing of Obama, they knew what they were doing by making it so unwieldy that even Nancy Pelosi admits we'll have to pass it to find out what's in it. And of course, go ahead.
I'm sorry. They also knew that they were going to force off employer-based plans a whole bunch of people in the United States. I mean, millions and millions of Americans who will experience this are going to be kicked off their employer-based plans and forced onto the exchanges for insurance. And even with all of this nonsense to reorient the entire nature of health insurance in this country so we're all dependent one way or another upon the government.
Right. Well, and that's the idea that the fix was in to break it even worse so that we can then come in and rescue you with even worse things that are all mandates, all force, and all participation in a system that is responsible for hundreds of thousands, perhaps over a million to 2 million deaths a year. And very few people in the media are on our side reporting this. I mean, you said Cheryl Atkinson, as she'd been reporting, and she had to leave the mainstream media to cover the things she had found about what that administration had done to her, spying on her computers even.
You have 50 million Americans. They kept screeching, you know, 50 million Americans are uninsured. 50 million Americans are uninsured.
I was one of them, by choice.
Yeah.
Two. I got someone here.
A number of people are uninsured by choice, and a number of people, because they either are building their income or they're doing something, they're young and they're healthy, or they rely on alternative medicine that doesn't require insurance because it's not as costly as conventional medicine. Whatever it is, these 50 million were presumed to be bereft victims of a system that locked them out. Well, certainly some of them were, but the point was this Obamacare plan is an absolute abomination because it leaves more than 50 million people uninsured. In other words, it's driving all these people off their employer-based plans, and it's making a whole bunch of people disillusioned because they can't even get adequate insurance through Obamacare, and they can't go to any 17 major hospitals in the United States. 70% of the doctors in California won't even take Obamacare insurance. So you've got all these people who are being abused by this whole system, and it would be laughable but for the fact that the people who are suffering are really crying, and they're richly wounded by this thing.
Right.
So you ask yourself, well, what could be a better system than this? And there's so many obvious alternatives. If you simply gave individuals and businesses a tax cut equal to a dollar and a half for every dollar that they spent on taking care of the needs of someone who is indigent and in need of medical care, and allowed that same opportunity for tax reduction to be given to hospitals and to health care centers around the country, you would find that people would invest in that alternative freely in order to help other people,
right,
rather than be forced out of their money into a massive bureaucratic system that simply is not working and won't work. It's going to provide, in the end, a reduction in the quality of medical care for everyone in the United States. It's going to drive out of medicine a lot of great doctors, and it's going to leave the person who was promised the benefits holding the bag with inadequate care and more problems than they can think of.
Right. Now, Jonathan, I'm here at the ACAM conference, and today I'm at Naturally Organic Healing Center in a health food store. I'm going to speak and lecture and teach, and I'm not selling any products, so I'll be able to speak freely about these things. But the medical physicians, the good ones that are trying to detox, chelate, and these things, have been attacked for many years, as we know. But there's some that are saying that hidden in Obamacare, because this originally, a lot of it came out of the Heritage Foundation. It wasn't necessarily Obama's bill originally. It's been massaged in many ways since then. But there were clauses of non-discrimination or non-discriminatory policies that said, for instance, in a state where you have obviously OBGYNs that are covered by insurance on birthing, if there are midwives there, that they cannot be discriminated against, interestingly enough. I don't know how that plays out in reality, but is there something, a nugget of non-discrimination that might be beneficial that may survive what's going to happen in the couple of years as it's decimated, rightfully so?
Well, I don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of years, but I do know this, that Obamacare is either going to take the country down as far as health care is concerned, or we're going to jettison Obamacare. And I've got to believe that sooner or later, this broken system, people are going to give up on it, realizing it's so costly, it is so disadvantageous, and it is not doing what it was promised to do. So why keep the doggone thing? So I think what's going to happen is that we're going to see revisions. What those revisions are, I don't know. I certainly hope that they move in the direction of a free market in medical care, which we haven't had since the 1930s,
right,
and encourage the widest range of alternatives and options and choices for the individual patient. This needs to be a patient-centric system in which freedom of choice is guaranteed for,
right,
the healthcare consumer, rather than have a system that's dictated from the top down like this one, where they're going to make determinations on what constitutes competent and reliable medical care, and if they see anything alternative, they're going to kill it. You're not going to see at any point, because HHS is governing the determinations as to what is covered,
right,
you're not going to see alternative medicine ever covered by Obamacare. It's because the bias of the administration is locked in with the medical establishment, of course.
Yes.
This is a political decision as to what is covered. Do you think that the very same political system which has locked in the medical boards in favoring conventional medicine, which has caused Congress to favor conventional medicine, the FDA, HHS, do you think that's going to change overnight because of someone who would like to have access to alternative care? No.
Well, yeah, you've seen evidence of it for many years. We're talking with Jonathan Emord. It's the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour we do each week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links up to Jonathan and all of his wonderful articles and website, emord.com, and his books, of course. The Rise of Tyranny, of course, one of my favorites, and Restore the Republic. If you haven't read that, please get it. We'll be back with more powerful healing. Norm Singleton will join us at the bottom of the hour from Campaign for Liberty as well.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010, 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Come on down and see me. I'll be at the Naturally Organic Healing Center right after the show. We've got a lecture coming up in Las Vegas. Jonathan Neame Ward is all over the world with his books and bringing the power to heal back to you and the freedom to heal, which is why we're so aligned and we get together to do the Sacred Fire of Liberty each week. Next week, South Florida, the 23rd of November, we've got another event. Check it out up on the web at robertscottbell.com. Jonathan, when you're you interface, obviously, inside the Beltway with a lot of things on the legal front, but you have some interface with some of the so-called politicians. When you talk about real free market health care, you did mention it, because I know you know the history. We've been through this. It hasn't happened since the 1930s. I don't think people really understand that. They don't have a conception of what that means, because even talking of the free market, it's been so altered in an Orwellian fashion that I don't think people define it the same way.
Well, you're absolutely right, Robert. I mean, people have lived with socialized medicine in the United States without really appreciating the fact that they are living in a socialized system. For all of their lifetimes, just about everybody who's been alive today has not seen the United States be a free market in healthcare. In the 30s, it was a free market in healthcare, but since then, it really hasn't been. One way or another, there's been government control. And there's been no more profound change in the nature of a free market for healthcare than with Medicare and Medicaid, mm-hmm. but principally Medicare. And I've referred to Medicare as mediocre care because it's a one-size-fits-all approach. You know, when you go in, you have a heart attack, you've gone into the hospital, and you're in rehabilitation. Medicare determines the amount of time that is going to be you're going to be able to see someone for rehabilitative services. And if your doctor thinks that you should have a longer period of time than that, or even thinks you should have a shorter period of time than that, they're going to give you that standard one-size-fits-all approach to rehabilitation simply because that's what the insurance companies expect. You don't want to be an outlier. You don't want to do what the government ultimately, which is the one calling the shots for the insurance company, wants here. And it's a very inefficient, demanding top-down system. Rather than motivated by the patient, it's entirely motivated by HHS and by the insurance carriers. So doctors are super sensitive about satisfying what the insurance carriers want in order to get reimbursed and not to be audited. And the person who's not really consulted in any of this or really of concern in this system is the patient. The patient's individual needs are not taken into account in this system, which basically dictates a one-size-fits-all approach. And punishes doctors severely with audits and with reimbursement demands and threats of being called a fraud if they deviate from this one-size-fits-all approach. This is exactly the kind of thing that happens with socialized medicine. And so what we would have to do is really create the incentives again to satisfy individual need. And there's no better way to do that than to break down these systems and revert to a system where you would use tax breaks to give an incentive for companies and individuals to care for their fellow man, to be your brother's keeper.
Jonathan, in the interim, though, I'm seeing the struggles for that free market occurring, and you know you've defended many in this case in the health food industry, right? I'm in a health food store today broadcasting live. I'm looking on the shelves. I'm saying these are the things that got me well when I was so sick, not modern medicine, not licensed doctors.
Well, you see, none of those are patentable, Robert. None of those things, these things that are derived from nature and that are not synthetically made, are not patentable, so they can't be sold as drugs. As a result, they can't contain therapeutic claims for them. And as a consequence, they're artificially excluded by the government from the armamentarium for caring for people. You only find out about it through essentially a black market in healthcare that exists in the United States, which is alternative medicine. I mean, alternative medicine is hated by conventional medicine, is hated by the medical boards, is hated by the federal government, and yet it continues to grow and prosper. Why? Because it's working. It wouldn't grow and prosper. Under all these negative circumstances, it certainly wouldn't continue to grow and prosper unless it had something to it. And that's the real problem for conventional medicine. They continually realize over and over again that they've got these people in large number engaging in self-care, engaging in care through homeopaths and through alternative medicine providers of one kind or another, because they're so dissatisfied with this top-down conventional system.
Yeah, and you know, the muzzle on freedom of speech in this industry is incredible. Again, you've firsthand seen it. You've defended it all the way up to the highest courts, and yet it is still thriving despite everything. You can't say anything about this product, but yet people want it and they're buying it, and it is fascinating to see it.
It is shocking to people to understand this, but it is absolutely the truth. Under federal law, you are prohibited from saying that any non-drug substance, food, nutrient, treats a disease, regardless of the truthfulness of it, regardless of the science supporting it.
Yep. Well, we're going to see what's going on with the lame duck dynasty of Obama. Is that going to change anything, or are there going to be even more disastrous things put into play? Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty is scheduled to join us here with Jonathan Emord on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links are up. RobertScottBell.com. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth,
Robert Scott Belcher.
Alive, it's alive.
The masked man who outsmarted you on your game is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Hey, special thanks to JC from Naturally Organic Center here in Las Vegas. NaturallyOrganicCenter.com. Also, Nick Brannigan. He made the non-GMO organic t-shirts that say, "The power to heal is yours." So cool. And Jonathan Emord, my good friend. And, bringing the power to heal back where it belongs with the people. The Gruberisms are amazing. I'd have to think, Jonathan, that even, the leftists that supported Obama have to be scurrying a bit to kind of distance themselves from what's happening.
Well, I think they're just really amazed that the truth of this whole thing has come out because, this is no secret to them. This is no secret to Nancy mm-hmm. Pelosi. It's no secret to the Democratic leadership that this whole thing was a giant ruse to foist upon the American people this system, to gain government control over this system. That, of course, is what they always wanted. They wanted a one-payer system, or in other words, total socialized medicine. They couldn't get it, so they came up with what they thought was the next best thing, which required a massive manipulation of the marketplace and, most importantly, a deception to the American people. And all Gruber is doing is, stupidly to use his favorite word, discussing rather frankly what they did, that mm-hmm. they anticipated that the American people, if they were led one way or another not to understand the economic consequences of this thing, right. would accept it and would be in favor of it. And so they use all of these artifices, one after another, to cause the American people to suffer an economic effect in order to fund this thing, but to do it through a indirect means. In the case that he was talking about with the Cadillac plans, to increase the cost of these Cadillac plans through taxation, knowing full well that the insurance companies would not absorb it. They would pass it on through increased premiums across the board to the American people. And right. this is just one of many taxes. There are $500 billion of new taxes in Obamacare.
Yes, and even, Jonathan, before that, I think the young people kind of figured out that they were being hosed by this. I mean, that all of their money was going to support the people that were going to be drawing out the money that were, pulling on this insurance scheme. And so they didn't participate, but they were counting on the young people's money to come in.
Well, that's right. The young people are among those that were the biggest ones to be duped. They discussed rather frankly the problems that would be associated with getting young people to sign up, knowing that the cost would be significant for them and that they wouldn't have health problems. As Gruber was explaining, they had to come up with a means to make it difficult for mm-hmm. existing insured people to remain insured through their employer plans. And so they create this mandate on employers that made it difficult for them to maintain their plans, knowing full well they would force these people off and onto the exchanges because they needed the money.
Right.
And they wanted to try to induce, look, they spent hundreds of millions of dollars in a public campaign to try to induce young people to get on the exchanges.
Mm-hmm.
And they were abysmally, they failed abysmally and predictably. But they tried everything they could to try to make it appealing to young people, mm-hmm. people, and it just didn't work.
No.
And it won't work because young people, I think, despite what Gruber thinks,
right.
are much more intelligent than what they're giving them credit for.
Yeah,
Why would you spend thousands of dollars that you don't have on an insurance plan when you're healthy and the prospects for you to remain healthy are rather good when you're 21, 22, 23 years old? And, what happened predictably is that the majority of people who are on Obamacare are those that could not get insurance mm-hmm. through the private system or who are so dreadfully ill
right.
that they desperately need some sort of assistance, and so they are willing to accept a substandard system because it's better than nothing at all.
Yeah,
and so this has been a horrible ruse. It's been a terrible abuse of the American taxpayer, and I think it's coming home to roost. These comments by Gruber are putting into perspective just how haughty, arrogant, and condescending the Obama administration people are, how much revulsion they have for the American citizen. They don't like this country. They're running it, and they don't like it. They don't like the American citizen. They want us to be something akin to Europe. They want us to be humbled and rendered less ingenious in our independence and in our expression of free market economics. They don't want that for this country.
So
they
the elite
have us dumbed down.
Jonathan, the elitism that was present all along is now being, let's say, becoming visible. From the theoretical, oh, it really, maybe there's one person like that. We really see that it's entrenched into the DNA of the elite in Washington, D.C., that they look at the people as something to be, you know, toyed with, played with, mandated to do. Again, they're living up there like kings and queens rather than representing the people and serving and protecting in terms of a constitutional orientation for a government to abide by that which has been granted by the people in the states, respectively. So we see that there is a shift happening, a consciousness change, it might be called. But you shine the light on this and you begin to see, wait a second, those guys you thought were your friends, they made it, talked a good game, but even the young people can see through you now.
Well, it's really emanates from the president on down. An administration is very much, in many respects, the alter ego of the president. And when you have a president who lies with impunity, if you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, period. When a president lies like that with impunity, then it sets the tone for your whole administration. It becomes no surprise then that your attorney general is profligate in his dishonesty and his abuse of power, and that the agencies of the government are likewise, and that the administration lackeys like Jonathan Gruber are quick to use what they consider to be clever artifices to foist upon the American people something that they otherwise, if you were honest with them, would reject.
Right.
It's this manipulation, this notion that for a political end, anything is anything, no matter how immoral or how unethical or how dishonest, is appropriate to achieve the end because the emperor has set the goal.
Yeah. The ends justify the means. Do they really? Well, let's ask Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty. He's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Jonathan E. Moore. Norm, welcome.
Hi there. Thank you. Sorry, I had a little trouble getting through, but I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're always glad to have you on board, Norm. Appreciate you so much with Campaign for Liberty, all the good works that you do. Jonathan and I are obviously talking about the Gruberisms, the things that are happening. You wanted to talk perhaps about the attack on Internet freedom as well. So wherever you want to go, Norm, we're with you.
Net neutrality,
all right, well,
Norm.
We have a few, as we know, the lame duck session has begun, and unfortunately it's become a commonplace under the leadership of both parties, but Harry Reid is really taking it to extremes in his fortunately soon to be ended time as Senate Majority Leader, where in order to avoid voting on controversial issues before an election, Congress kicks the can to after the election to what's called the lame duck, because you have a lame duck Congress, since a lot of these people who will be voting on the big legislation like spending bills won't be in office in January and were just defeated 2 weeks ago.
Right.
So there's a strong argument to be made that the very concept of a lame duck, except for certain emergency situations, is an insult to the idea of representative government and of democracy. That said, one of the things that there's rumors that may be considered is a legislation to put a federal prohibition on online gambling. This has been an issue for several years. There was something passed in 06 that was thrown out as interfering with free trade and competition because it prohibited Americans from using credit cards for offshore online gambling sites. Now three states have legalized online gambling, they are and there's an effort to put a prohibition on them. There's several other states that are considering legalizing online gambling too. And what's particularly, I think, interesting that your audience will find about this is that this is a blatant example of crony capitalism, because one large donor, Sheldon Adelson.
Oh, Sheldon's at it again. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, he's been known for supporting very aggressive foreign policy in the Middle East. He spent a lot of money to defeat a pro medical marijuana
in Florida. Yes,
in Florida.
Yeah.
And he is. But this time he's throwing money into something where he will directly benefit from, because he's a casino owner. Unlike a lot of other casino owners, he has chosen, which is his right as a businessman, to not engage in internet gambling. He says that he believes that online casinos is his bad for the image and the long term growth of the legalized gambling industry. And again, this is all his right, but what's not his right is for him to say, I'm going to throw a bunch of money and use my political connections to try to outlaw internet gambling and get my say that I believe that you can only gamble in one of my casinos. So instead of competing fairly in the marketplace, instead of showing that he can offer a better product,
well, he's using the power of government to force his way.
And,
real quick, we're almost on a break, Norman. I was thinking, does this relate at all to the concept of net neutrality?
It does not in the micro sense. It does in the macro sense, in that it's another example of government not wanting to leave the internet alone, and we see it from net neutrality, from the online gambling bill to the NSA to the so-called Marketplace Fairness Act.
Yes. Well, why can't they just leave us alone? We need to find that out. Maybe we'll answer that on the other side of this break. Jonathan Emord's with us, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Also, Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. Check it out online. All the links are up. We're glad you're here with us. We'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, special thanks to JC at Naturally Organic Healing Center hosting us today live in Las Vegas. Come on down and see us. We got a lecture afterwards. Also, Jerry Doyle was with us the first hour live in our remote studio, which was a lot of fun. And Jonathan Emord here and Norm Singleton here as well as we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty, Jonathan.
Well, yes, sir, Norm. And one of the troubling things in the last 5 minutes of the show that we certainly should talk about is the fact that the Department of Justice through the Marshals Service has been flying Cessnas around the United States with these little boxes, electronic boxes in the planes that are designed to mimic cell phone towers and grab cell phone communication from around the United States. You thought the NSA was the only one snooping on your cell phone communication. It's actually also the Justice Department for many years using Cessnas. Go ahead, Norm.
It's outrageous, and it actually ties back into, I was thinking about this during the break, it ties back into what we've been talking about before, because one of the reasons I think that Liberty Movement people should strongly oppose the Internet Gambling Ban, the Marketplace Fairness Act, and Obama's net neutrality is we see this, the cell phone snooping, gathering up information on innocent Americans under the guise of criminals. We see the NSA, the Snowden revelations, and that was all based on the Patriot Act. And so why would you give the government new powers? Because it's going to be used as a justification for more monitoring. Even the internet sales tax, in order to make sure that you're paying your taxes, someone's going to have to collect and record your purchases. And do you really want the government? I don't really want the government to know how many Jonathan Emord books I'm buying on Amazon.com.
Yeah, you definitely get flagged for that.
You know, that or even the Virginia State Tax Collector. And this cell phone thing, I hope that the new Congress, and one of the concerns that I think is fair to raise about some of the new senators is that they might not be as sensitive to civil liberties violations because they're not all from the Rand Paul wing of the Republican Party.
Right.
Well, that's
and
true.
You might even have a thing where Obama, in order to show that he's bipartisan, doubles down on the authoritarian surveillance state and tries to, in order to work with people like Lindsey Graham and Tom Cotton and John McCain.
It's amazing to me how that circle of the, you know, liberal or conservative, and they all kind of meet right there at Lindsey Graham, John McCain, and Obama with the surveillance state that we have. I mean, it just kind of blurs any lines that you thought there was a distinction.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
We are in dire straits when it comes to the protection of civil liberties, individual liberty against the intrusion of the state into your privacy rights and into really interfering with your rights of contract right and left. It's been a rough go of it the last 6 years, but we've got two more rough years at least, and we've got a long way to turn back this country. It'll take decades if we are seriously committed to it, and it's hard to tell whether the members of Congress, with from some rare exceptions, are committed to restoring America's founding principles.
Well, sadly, when you consider that Kim Kardashian's backside got more attention than this latest example of snooping, you almost begin to think that Gruber had a point when he talked about the idiocy, or at least the lack of knowledge and concern about of the average of a lot of people in America. And I know that Jonathan and Robert are doing and of course my old boss Dr. Ron Paul, or my current boss still Dr. Ron Paul, and groups like C. Farrell and Young Americans for Liberty and are doing what we can to wake people up, and I'm glad that your audience is out there listening, and I'm really honored to be on your show and discuss these important issues.
Norm, we appreciate you so very much. And Jonathan, to get together each week is inspiring for me as well. And the only thing bigger than the national debt didn't break the internet, Kim Kardashian's butt. But yeah, that did capture a lot of attention. Oh my gosh, what are we dealing with? So, Jonathan, we got a whole other week to prep, but I'm already anxious to see what we're going to be doing next week because there's a lot on the horizon in this lame duck session. What can be accomplished in terms of rolling back the police state alone that you mentioned in this segment?
There's a lot of fear that I have with Obama because he's willing to rule with his pen and his phone, as he said many times, and he's doing it, and it's pretty dire.
Well, remember, like I said, don't get caught up in the labels because, as you see, you know, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and Obama are getting together on these things, and that just, it is bizarre. But it, once again, step back, take a deep breath, keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show and the Sacred Fire of Liberty here with Jonathan Emord. Thanks again to Jerry Doyle. Thanks again as well to Norm Singleton. What are we here to do each and every week? 6 days a week, in fact. Bring the power to heal back where it belongs with you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess.
beta-glucan.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.